11:16 p.m. Okay. P.M.
Welcome back to the tea. A nighttime episode. 7:16 p.m.
Special
edition.
Special edition.
How the heck are we?
We're good. We're tired.
So tired.
We haven't slept in multiple days.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Kinley's had the fever. What fever? We don't know.
Yeah.
The viral kind. And so we're just not sleeping and we're laying in bed and we're whining.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're tired, which has brought us here.
Yeah.
To this moment.
My kids don't have a fever yet.
Yeah.
But I am also exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm kind of nervous that Noah may be getting the fever because that girl will not let me put her down.
Yeah.
And that is so exhausting.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. I'm so overstimulated.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I'm unwell. Hashtag yeah. unwell.
That's okay.
It's okay. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
We're going to make it through.
We are.
Yeah. And this is such a, like, this is almost like vacation. Not like the vacation that I had this past weekend.
Yeah.
Like this, what's happening right now? This is vacation.
This is vacation. This is like,
I don't know what to call that, but I'm just going to go ahead and get right into that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with
Jess had her anniversary trip.
Right.
For those.
If you want to hear more about that, just listen to the last episode.
Yeah.
I'm not going to elaborate because you need to listen to the last episode.
Yeah.
But yes, 10-year anniversary.
Big one.
That I've literally been talking about for the past 5 years.
Yes.
And it was my idea
mm-hmm.
to take the children because it was kind of, you know, kind of came to a point where we realized.
What else are you going to do?
We're not getting out of town without these kids. So if we are going to get out of town, take the kids. I did several times on the day that we left kind of just say over and over again, we should have just stayed at home.
Well, you know, it was for me when I talked to you on the phone earlier and you were like, I'm getting everything situated. And I had talked to Caleb also. And this was at like 5 o'clock. And then when we got to the house at like 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. Jake was startled when we pulled down the street. He was like, who's at the house?
I was startled.
And it was you.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. What is happening?
And then Annabeth,
what is happening? Like,
you had the audacity to say, what happened? And I'm like, I cannot even believe you just asked this question to me right now. Like,
that's a valid question.
No, I mean, it really
inquiring minds wanted to know.
Because it really does only make sense when it's like, I would like to say, I would love to be the person that sits back and is like, I'm just staying home with my kids, but like I'm not. And so mm-hmm. I'm literally working a full-time job, trying to pack all the girl stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to get the house, get in the car, doing things, doing like 700 things at one time.
Yeah.
I really was mopping the ocean. I also feel like I've been doing that today, which is probably why I'm just like so done. But then Anna, then there's that person that's like, so what happened? And I'm like, I just wanted to scream into a pillow. I honestly just now wanted to scream into this mic. I didn't.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
But no, I wasn't doing good. I wasn't doing good in that moment. And I knew that we were not going to get there early because I knew Caleb wasn't going to get home until 5:36. Like, I didn't know, but I knew it was gonna be later.
Yeah.
And I knew he was going to shower. And then, you know, we got to get the car packed. And I knew we were going to get there late.
Yeah.
Did I think it was going to be 3 o'clock in the morning? No, it's a no for me. I didn't.
3 o'clock in the morning is just not ever.
Yeah.
A pleasant time.
Here's the thing. I do BCM 3 a.m.
That is honestly often. The craziest thing about you.
Well, that's the thing, though. It goes back to that, like, you really cannot work from home and stay at home. You can't do both. And so it's like, I clock out at, like, 8:30 p.m. and I clock in to my job.
Yeah.
I'm talking about me. And so
no, no, it's, this is bedtime, baby.
No, I know. Like, I know.
Yeah.
So yes.
No, that's insane.
It was crazy. And I did say so many times on the way there, we should have just stayed at home. Like,
and one thing about you is that you're not, like, one of the reasons that's so crazy is because you're not a person that can just not do sleep. You're not that girl.
No, I know.
You're not that girl.
Like, I know. I have to have sleep.
Yeah.
I told Ivy this morning, because last night I stayed up working. Not super late. It was like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
But I was tired. And she got up at 7. And she's wide awake. She's ready to go. She comes in there and she's like, Mommy, I need you to get me some milk. I need you to do this. And I said, listen.
Slow your roll.
I'm not getting you milk. If you wake your sister up, I'm going to freak out. And I basically have I've curated my fridge to where there's like reachable yogurt.
Yeah.
Things.
Get you something.
Go get you a yogurt. It's basically milk.
Same thing.
And have fun.
Carry on.
And anyways, I mean, I'm glad that we are now at that place with her that I can be like, I'm not going to get up and get it.
Yeah.
And that's just going to be facts. And call me a terrible mom, but I'm not. Mommy needs sleep.
Yeah.
And you're going to be okay. And you're not going to die right now.
Yeah.
let me get back on track.
Okay, yeah, we were talking about the anniversary.
Basically, we arrive at 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Which would have been then technically our actual anniversary day.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And house was cute.
That's good. Yeah, good.
That was a plus plus.
Slay.
House was cute. It was giving, what is that TV show? Outer Banks.
Oh, okay.
It was giving Outer Banks vibes. Like, it was like a cozy, like, cottage. Like, it was like vintagey.
Yeah.
Cool. But like, didn't smell like an old house. Like, didn't actually, you know what it did smell like? Summer camp.
What does summer camp smell like?
You don't know until you walk into the house. Okay. I can't
just like a
it.
Nostalgic smell. Yeah, that you smell.
We walked in and we're like,
musty.
Are we at camp? But it didn't stink. It didn't stink. Like, it wasn't like a musty, stinky, like the towels have been sitting too long type thing.
Yeah.
But like, it was specific.
Okay.
There was like board games in there and like just all kinds of stuff.
Fun.
Like ping pong table.
Ping
pong. So the girls slept all the way there. So therefore they were wide awake. Mm. We're so tired.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, can everyone just lay down? And this was, you know, one of those moments where like both of my kids wanted. Noah can't talk, but like, she's basically arguing with Ivy that she wants to be where Ivy's laying. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Ivy's laying right here beside me and then like Noah's on this side, then she's like pushing Ivy. Just like a lot of arguing, a lot of like not getting along. I was too tired for that. We finally do go to sleep. I did make Caleb take over Noah duty. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it had to happen. And so he got her to sleep at some point. He said that it was a rough go. He said it took a long time.
It's none of your business.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm so sorry for your loss. And, but anyways, the next morning we wake up at normal time that the kids would wake up because kids. And I felt hungover. Yeah. I was like, what happened? Am I okay?
No,
you're not. Okay. So the only thing I could think to do was like, let's get out of his house and let's see. Cause it was 3 a.m. We couldn't see
like where you were. Yeah.
Let's like see the island.
Let's go see.
And so we go out of the house and we are like we're like two streets away from like the main street, which is really like the only street, I guess, that has like multiple shops, like ice cream shops. There was one coffee shop, a smoothie place, you know.
Yeah, the stuff.
The stuff. And this is kind of like when we started to get the feel of the island. Like,
okay.
You know, like when you start to see people.
Is it like an island? You could, like you cross a bridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It's like an island. But I don't know, like, I feel so stupid talking about this because an island would technically be surrounded by water.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. But like, so I don't know what side of the island I was on.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. Like, we crossed in and then we were basically at the very end, I'm assuming. Like, the town ends at the end of the island. Okay. Does that make any sense? Because then there's the beach.
Yes, that makes sense.
So I don't know what part, what side that would be of the island.
Okay.
So I can't speak to that. I was by the main street, whatever that means.
Okay.
To people that are going.
Tybee Island.
Tybee, yeah.
Yet to say the name of the island.
Yes. So there's like a little fly flying around. But where was that in the story?
You were going to see the island.
Okay, yes. So we go up the street and I was like, we have to get coffee.
Coffee.
Because, you know, 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
So we go to this coffee shop, which I now am just kind of like living in a world where I feel like we live in a world that's not for children. I couldn't even fit a stroller in this coffee shop.
Mm.
You know? And it's just kind of like, if I can't fit my stroller in here, like,
I'm not going.
Exactly.
Actually, fun fact about me is, like, I didn't use a stroller with Kinley ever.
Wow.
Ever. Ever.
Yeah. No. I'm like, strap this girl down.
Yeah.
Like, get the girl strapped down. So Caleb's waited outside. I went in and got the coffee. So I'm in there by myself.
Yeah.
And so I guess it was like the coffee shop owner.
Okay, fine.
She was giving coffee shop owner vibes.
Okay.
I don't know what those are, but you could just tell. Honestly, it was almost as if she didn't want to take my order. But, like, they were so busy and the other girl was busy doing stuff that it was like, okay, I guess I should do this. Like, I own the place.
It was giving, like, teens vibes. Like, I don't want to have to do this, but yeah, if I have to, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I don't even know how we got to the conversation because I just was ordering some bagel sandwiches.
Oh, okay. Were they good?
Yeah, I actually got mine on like sourdough.
Okay.
I didn't want a bagel.
Okay.
Caleb got a bagel.
What kind of sandwich did you get?
It was just so basic.
Sounds good.
It was so basic.
Okay.
It was like a bacon, egg, and cheese
on
sourdough. But it was like,
I thought it was going to be like salmon.
They made it like... No, Caleb did.
Okay. Sounds good.
He loved his. I didn't taste it because I felt hungover, even though it wasn't.
Yeah.
But like, I just needed very basic necessities.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, I tell her, I need a coffee. What do you suggest? Like, I'm so tired.
Which honestly is, now that I'm thinking about it, what a crazy conversation to have. Like, when you're that level of tired and you're like, see, no, I would have went in there and just got like exactly what I know would be good. I'm not talking to people. I'm not having a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm ordering and I'm leaving.
It gets better because honestly,
it was so crazy.
It was
crazy of you.
I get super delusional too when I'm tired. Like I really will just like have a whole conversation with somebody that I don't know.
Wow. I just literally won't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah. I did. And it was really
crazy.
The Lord provided that conversation because what happened was, I did tell Anna this already. I was trying so hard to not give Anna any details. I had my phone in Do Not Disturb.
Yeah. Literally, you're being rude, honestly.
Phone calls were not going through.
Yeah.
Texts were not going through.
Yeah.
And I was trying really hard to stay the course of not telling you any information. I wouldn't even tell Jake because I thought he was going to tell you.
That's what Jake told me that. And I was like, what has happened? That yeah, like,
it wasn't that crazy. But to me, at that moment, I was like, this is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me, but it wasn't. It just was in this scenario.
No, Jake was like, I don't know if he talked to you or if he talked to Caleb.
No, he talked to me.
Okay. So he was like, I talked to Jess and I was like, I haven't talked to Jess. And
oh,
he was like,
Lucy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, she says that she doesn't want to talk to you because she just wants to talk about it on the pod. And I'm like, what has happened? Like in my mind,
relationship right now.
No, literally, I was like, something so unhinged must have happened.
Yeah, it really wasn't. It just was kind of like the just every little factor, one after another, just kind of was like really feeding into that romance was not in the room with us.
Yeah,
and it was just becoming more and more like that, and to me was just really becoming comedy.
Which anybody who has small children who's been on a family vacation knows that that is not a moment and will never be a moment for romance.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever been on a cruise with your children?
Yeah. And it's not like I was thinking, oh, like, this is going to be, like,
Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, no. That wasn't what I had in mind. Like, I obviously kind of knew what our kids being there meant for us.
Yeah.
Let me finish
PG-13.
PG.
Oh, I forgot that there was something less than PG-13.
I think
G.
Yeah.
For what? What is G what for? G is for guidance. So
PG is parental
guidance.
There is something below that, though, because there are things.
E for everyone?
I don't, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe that's just a video game
it
thing.
It was E for everyone. And what I mean by that is the coffee shop owner starts to tell me, she's like, you know, how we got here again, I don't know. You know, today's the beach bum parade.
Which sounds so fun.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? That I saw.
You're so stupid.
I was like, you know what? I did see some signs for that on the way in last night at 2 a.m.
Yeah, the beach bum parade.
Yeah. We kept seeing these signs. I was like, oh, look, it keeps saying, like, parade tomorrow. Yeah. 6:30. I was like, oh, and I did say in that moment, at 2:30 in the morning, that would be like, the girls would love that.
So fun.
We'll take the girls to that.
To a parade.
Know, already, you know, obviously making it about the girls, making our anniversary
as you do
about the girls.
As you do.
And so,
which I love a parade.
Yeah. No, parades are so fun.
They are.
So fun.
Yeah.
So then I was like, yeah. And she goes, well, you know, like, she's talking to me like, I've been here before. And I was like, I've never been here before.
She's like, first timer.
You're going to get soaking wet. And I was like, okay. She goes, do you have something to put your cell phone in? And I was like, no. She goes, here, let me give you a Ziploc bag. Because here, this was at 10:30 in the morning. She was like, here around noon, everybody's going to be coming out, all the locals, which I kind of had like a side thought, because before I ordered my food, somebody that she knew walked in and was like, I got beer on ice. You want one?
Oh my gosh.
And it was like 10 in the morning. And I thought, is this, I get it. Like, we're on the island.
Yeah. We're on island time, 5 o'clock somewhere.
And it's a Friday morning.
Friday.
So I'm kind of like, whoa.
Y'all are really getting down.
Like, okay. And so then she tells me.
Which the more I thought about it, and you were kind of like saying that the people were kind of a little bit giving like Myrtle Beach vibes. I was thinking you were in Georgia.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Well, and the thing is that I guess because it was like you come through Savannah. I don't know what I was thinking because I also didn't know what to think. I don't know what I had in my mind for Savannah.
Yeah.
I guess I was thinking of Charleston.
Which is not.
It's not Savannah, but I was thinking that that's a similar.
Like similar vibes.
Like, if I could compare it to somewhere, I would say, oh, it would be like Charleston. And like, by the way, like, not to offend anyone, but like, the people in Charleston are not my people.
Like,
I feel like I so much more relate to Happy Island people.
Okay.
Than Charleston people. I feel like.
Yes. Okay, so when you say Charleston people.
Okay, and we have to come back. But I mean, I guess I would just kind of say, in my mind.
Like preppy.
Like very like.
Southern Belle, preppy. Bama Rush. Bama Rush vibes.
Preppy, I'm better than you.
And they are.
I disagree.
By the way,
I disagree.
Really?
But
wow.
They're not better. They are not better than me.
Wow, you are so much like me, because when me and Jake have this conversation about insert anyone, Jake's like, you know, you're not better than anybody. And I'm like, I'm better than everybody. And he
right. And I'm like, no, I am. No, I literally am.
What I don't like about like Charleston people is that I do think that they are better than everyone. I don't think that they are.
Hot take.
And I think that that's annoying to me.
Oh, wow.
But I guess
like we're from Charleston. I love Charleston.
No, I love Charleston.
Do you think that's how it is?
I love Charleston.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not you grouping a whole group of people together.
No, I mean.
And being like, I'm better than them.
No, I'm not saying that I'm better than them. I'm what you just said that they, you said to me that somebody was better than me, which immediately triggered me. You're my sister. Like, you're supposed to be on my team. You just triggered me.
I didn't mean to do that. I just meant
fired.
I just meant that like they live in Charleston. Like,
no,
what a fancy. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Yes. Yes. I understand what you're saying. But like what you did say was they're better than us. And I said, they're not better than me.
Oh my gosh.
And that's my prerogative.
Okay. Okay.
Can we just circle back and finish this up?
Yeah. Your lack of therapy is showing.
Yeah. Well, it showed all weekend.
Tuck that back in.
It showed all weekend.
Tuck that back in.
Okay, Beach Bum Parade. Back to that.
Okay, back to the Beach Bum Parade.
Lady tells me about Beach Bum Parade, gives me a plastic bag to put my cell phone in.
She gave you a plastic bag?
Yeah, my husband and I.
Well, that's nice.
And she said, just so you know, here in about an hour and a half, all the locals, all the people, they're all, and I kind of noticed like people setting up chairs and stuff. Like,
were you just like, have fun?
And I was like, okay, like whatever.
Yeah. It's a party at Tybee Island.
Yeah. And she was like, everyone's going to come out. Everyone's going to start drinking. It's going to be a whole thing and you, like, they're just going to start spraying you with water.
I need to know, first of all.
And, okay. Here's the thing.
I have follow-up questions.
Okay. But like, can I just say, like, even if I'm swimming in the pool, okay, I'm swimming in the pool. The last thing that I want is somebody to come up to me and spray me with water.
No. If I'm already soaking wet, I don't want you to spray me with water.
No.
That's like a hard rule in my life. Don't spray me with water.
And that may make me sound really unfun. And I'm okay with it.
It's okay. Some people don't like to be sprayed with water. Yeah. I'm one of those people.
Yeah. Call me unfun. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. What are your follow-up questions?
Who came up with this idea?
That's a really good question.
And how long has this been going on?
I don't know. But I can call that coffee shop and find out. If you want me to figure out those answers, because I honestly would like to know,
is this like a pre busy season kickoff celebration?
It was kind of feeling like we were the only tourists in the room.
Okay. And like, it was just like, this is an inside joke.
Yeah, like it kind of.
We're in a club. You're not part of it.
Yeah. I mean, because at like we went to dinner at 5 p.m. And at 5 p.m. people were rolling out like on their street, wherever their house was, getting like their huge trash cans of water.
But like that sounds really fun.
Military grade water guns that would just shoot for miles.
Military grade
water guns.
Water machine guns.
Yeah.
Semi-automatic. Water guns.
It would just go so far.
Wow.
And then like all of the floats were like everybody got creative with how they could get as much water. So some people were like in dump trucks and like maybe they were promoting that kind of business or something. Or then there were like people that had like big like blow up pools full of water and they're like pulling the water out of that. Or there was one guy that had a water hose.
So basically it was a water parade.
It was a water parade.
You should not have called it a beach bum parade.
No, it was like a giant wet t-shirt contest.
No, that's what, so that was my next question is, was this giving wet t-shirt contest?
No, like this was not Myrtle Beach bike rally.
Did like, you hear about this?
It was so.
Did you hear about the wet camel toe?
Yeah, I did. It was so modest and okay. So sweet.
Good. Oh, okay. Because that was going to be my next question. Like, because if everybody's drinking. Well, that yeah, only leads you
so much fun.
To those, the natural conclusion.
Those people that were drinking were having a blast. Like,
I want to go.
I was not on their level.
Okay.
By any means at all.
Well, because you were with your children.
Yeah. I was a responsible adult. Mm-hmm. And
you were the responsible adult of Tybee Island.
So much fun.
Yeah.
And it really did kind of feel like, oh, I'm like in this small town and like this is fun. Something that they do, which is kind of
this
nice.
This is the Taylorsville Christmas parade.
Yes, but with water.
Which sounds fun.
Yeah. So it was fine.
Not
it wasn't
the Christmas
for me.
Parade.
It wasn't for me. And
you
like,
just had a blowout.
Yeah. It just wasn't.
Wasn't giving anniversary trip.
It wasn't like happy anniversary, you know?
Yeah.
But Ivy loved it. Noah loved it.
When?
Love that for them. Yeah. Oh, but I should back up. So I find out about the water. I'm going to back real fast. I find out anniversary day. Found out about the water parade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sad. I had just gotten my hair done 2 days before.
Yes.
And I knew that like my hair wasn't going to hang on because I was at the beach and it was going to explode and become giant.
Mm-hmm.
But my blowout was still
blowing,
doing its thing. You know? Like I'm not trying to get sprayed with water. So I tell Caleb, I was like, dude, we gotta evacuate this street.
Evacuate the island.
Like we have to go somewhere else. We can't stay here. And so I feel like I'm gonna burp.
I have very much indigestion.
And like we're gonna hear it.
And I'm sorry.
Because also we have really thick speech.
I know. I'm so sorry. This is ASMR.
No, it's not. Okay. Yes. So we go back to the house. We're getting our swimsuits on. We're going to go to the beach.
Okay.
We're going to the beach.
Going to the beach.
And so we're getting our swimsuits on. I go to the restroom.
Oh, yeah.
Go to take a nice little pee. Okay. This is no one's business. But yeah, I start my period. And honestly, a lot of things started to make a lot of sense for me because in that moment, I was like, I'm not the worst.
A plus B was equal and Z.
Like
at that point,
I'm not the best, but I'm not as bad as I thought I was.
Yeah.
It's
just nature.
Yeah. And so
nature versus nurture.
I go for Caleb and I'm like, I need you to bring me some, you know,
which honestly is, I feel like so feral of you.
What do you mean?
Would you not just get up and go get yourself something?
No.
Oh.
Because for me, this is so TMI.
Okay.
But like also, I knew where it was and it was very far away. Like I was at the far end of the house and I knew I had some stuff like at the front of the house.
Couldn't just waddle.
Day one, maybe it's like that whole after having two kids thing, but like, it's not good. Like day one, I'm not going to go into detail, but basically no, there was no waddling happening. I would be like destroying this home. It'd be way better for me to yell for him and say, hey, can you bring me this? Yeah.
Okay.
I could get that checked out. I don't know, but yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyways, it's fine. But yeah, day one's the worst because then you don't feel good.
Mm-mm.
It's literally the worst. And I really wanted to just crawl into bed and cry. But instead, I popped some Tylenol and we went to the beach.
As one does.
Yeah. And it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was
good.
I mean, it's so funny because the time that we were out there, it probably wasn't more than an hour. It felt like we were out there 4 hours.
Yeah.
Solid 4 hours.
Yeah. I feel like I've been there 4 hours. And I wasn't even there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's only half of day one.
Yeah. So. Wow.
Anyways, all to say is that at the end of the day, I feel like it sounds like I'm being really negative. And I'm not being negative.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is that you're never going to regret the time that you spent with your kids. Like,
okay.
I would say in the sense of like, because I'm really trying to like find the silver lining, okay?
Okay, yeah. No, you're right.
Yes, I need you to
100%.
I think that like,
yes.
You're not going to look back and be like, I shouldn't have spent more time with my kids.
No. Well, no.
You know?
Right.
But like in this moment, yes, of course.
Yeah.
This was definitely, and that was a conversation that Caleb and I had reoccurring because
it's just on a loop.
Yeah, because he kind of was like, but like we're all together and like,
yeah,
he was like really kind of like trying to
yeah,
balance that out. And I was like, no, no, it's not that I'm like not happy that we're here all together.
Yeah. But like, wouldn't it be fun?
But like, what would it be like if it were just us?
Yeah. Me and Jake had that conversation a lot while we were on the cruise. Like, this is so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Love these kids.
We're having the time of our lives. But what if we just were alone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what if we could just close our eyes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's the one thing about being on vacation with children.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, I'm just going to relax. No.
No.
There'll be none of that.
No.
Because there's water.
Yes.
And that can just...
Well, and even about that, like, whenever it was... It kind of, like, rained. The most beautiful day that we had was the day we left.
Mm-hmm.
It was gorgeous. Perfect. Amazing.
R.I.P.
But the other 2 days, it was kind of, like, off and on raining.
Yeah.
And so we would kind of, like, come in and out of the house.
Yeah.
Because it was like thunderstorms. We didn't want to have the girls like out in a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
Then what?
We're on an island.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're not going to the aquarium. By the way, I will never again during a thunderstorm at the beach take my kids to the aquarium because that's what everybody's going to do.
Been there, done that. Bought that t-shirt.
Not doing that
And again. It was wet.
Yeah. Not doing that again.
No.
But, yeah.
Honestly, that ruined aquariums for me in general.
Yeah. No, I was miserablous.
Yeah, Les Miserables.
That's that.
We can Happy anniversary.
Thank you. We can end that segment. I am taking a rain check.
Okay. Literally, figuratively.
Is, yes, that will. If you're listening, Caleb, and I know you are, go ahead and like get some wheels turning because rain check, I'm going to have to cash that in.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a good time.
So fun.
In other news. What else has happened this week? Well, what?
Well, Kinley, that was last weekend, but while we were gone, she graduated.
Kinley graduated preschool.
Yeah.
Wow. Stunning, gorgeous.
How did we get here?
How did we get out?
She's so grown.
So grown up, so mature. We had a super fun basketball tournament that we love.
Yeah.
It was really, yeah. You know what you were saying about you're never going to regret spending time with your kids?
What I'm,
that's what my brain goes to. It's like,
no, what I
have you sat at a travel basketball tournament?
No. What I meant by that is that you're never going to look back and be like,
bummer.
You're never going to look back and say, I spent too much time with them.
No.
Is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you...
Question mark?
No, I mean...
I think it's possible.
Like, today was one of those days.
I would argue...
I'm spending so much time here in this house.
I would argue it's possible.
Okay.
Because I think I do. Not spend too much... Like, I think it's just, like, a lot of children dedicated time.
Yes.
If you put into like jars, children dedicated time and like Jake and I dedicated time.
Yes.
This jar is overflowing.
Yes.
There's not enough jars.
No. Yeah.
For
to that, hold that.
To hold that. And then this jar is like, has like 3 pebbles in the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's just empty.
I would say that mine's definitely empty.
Yeah. Like completely empty.
Yes.
Like nothing in there.
Nothing's in there. And I had saw like, cause a lot of people celebrated their anniversary, like this past weekend. Like I've seen a lot of
very
posts
popular,
a lot of posts on Facebook.
Okay. May.
And I had seen like some people say like, oh, like, you know, I don't need basically like a post summing up saying like, I don't need flowers or like, I don't need like romantic gestures or whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they were trying to say, but I was kind of like, no, I do. Like, I feel like my standards for like what I want out of like my partnership, maybe they're high. I don't know. I kind of feel like I've really lowered them to kind of like, just because of the season of, it's not that he's not doing the most. It's that the season of life that we're
it's
in.
It's hectic.
Yeah. It's not his fault.
No, right.
I'm not
sure.
Blaming him. Because it's both of our faults.
Yeah.
Like that we, our jar is empty.
Yeah.
Anyways, what you're saying about your jars?
Oh, I was just saying that like, one would argue, one being me.
So I think, because I think to think about that statement of like, you're not gonna, I don't know. I think you have to like get outside of where we're at in our like moment in our season and be like, okay, 20 years from now, I'm not gonna look back and be like, oh.
Unless I, and again, I would argue that maybe you would.
Yeah.
If you let your relationship crumble.
Yes.
Not saying you are, but I'm saying a lot of people do.
No, I know.
And because, you know, the highest divorce rate is not, is between like years 20 and 25. Yeah. When the kids have grown up and they've moved out, and then you realize we put everything into our children and we don't even have a relationship.
Yeah. And what's wild about that is that before we had kids, we had a really like heavy conversation about that because I really feared
that.
Yes.
Yeah. Me too.
I had a huge fear of that.
Because we've said it 1,000 times that we always felt like our parents did that.
Yes.
And they, by the way, they're married like what, 37 years?
Yeah.
And but they had a time, there was a time.
Yes.
In those years when we were leaving that they were like, oh my God. And it was like not good for a moment. And they had to like kind of refigure out like life.
Right.
And they did. And great. And now they're thriving. Oh my gosh. Who's got it better than Tina and Darren? No one that I know.
Right.
And that's so happy for them. And like, but
with that being said, and we kind of, I kind of brought this up last week and we didn't say anything about it, but like I had mentioned to mom because like, cause then people were like, oh, you know, could nobody watch your kids? It was like, oh, my mom was on vacation.
Tina and Darren were on vacation.
Yeah. And so, I was saying like, you know, I just didn't envision, I'd been talking for 5 years about wanting to do something for my 10-year anniversary and I didn't envision it being a family getaway.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, well, you're going to have a lot of 10-year visions. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't like that you said that because, yeah, and I said that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that like, I think her knowing that, or anyone that knows that, because I have had this conversation with many of people that are a lot older than me that have said, oh, I've been waiting, you know, 20 years to like, you know, spend time with my husband.
So if you've had that experience, why would you not want to help make that better?
Yes.
For your children. So that they don't have that same experience.
Right. So that, you know, whenever their kids are out of the
house. Nurturing that better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know that like we're not the only ones going through that.
No, a lot of people
have conversations with kids or kids. We are kids. People our age that have kids that are experiencing that same thing, and they're like, I don't know, not how to like keep their marriage healthy or anything like that. But it's just kind of like you.
It's a time.
Yeah. And I know like everybody has their own love language and all that and like all those things. And every time that we've done any counseling.
Yeah.
Every single time it kind of comes back to like, okay, like Jess, like she really wants to spend time with you. And so like, what can we do to make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then like, we'll do that. And like, we'll be like nurturing each other's love language, whatever that is. And then we'll kind of get back in that cycle of like, we're taking care of the kids. We're in the survival mode again.
Yeah.
We're doing the work. We're doing the things.
Well, you did add like a whole nother child.
Yes.
So it's kind of hard to get in the groove when you're constantly starting over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I'm going to say our youngest is about to be 5 and we haven't figured that out yet. So.
Yeah. I talked to someone last night that I was shooting their daughter's senior portraits. Mm-hmm. And she's like, we haven't figured that out.
And wow. That's terrifying.
No, I know. And I told her that. She's like, wait, but it makes you feel any better.
It doesn't.
It's been like 20 years. And I said, by the way, it doesn't.
By the way, shh.
And we all kind of laughed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it really does. And because that is the thing about time. It do just be passing by.
It really
and
do.
And you do wake up one day and it's been 15 years. It's been 20 years or whatever. And like, it's just not the vibe for me. I just told Caleb, I was like, doesn't it though? Because he was kind of like, I feel like, you know, I was giving up some negative energy towards the whole situation. And I was like, but doesn't it make you feel like good that I do want to spend time with you?
Yeah.
Like, we're having this conversation because I want to be with you.
I feel like you and Jake are so the same in this way.
We
are constantly having this conversation, and he is saying that to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes. Well, okay. And one thing about Jake is his love language is physical touch, and he's always touching
me. That's kind of like the men.
He's always touching me all the time. And I, like, love you. He knows this is not a hot take.
Yeah.
And as a mother, there's nothing I want less than for you to touch me at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch me. I've been touched all day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
Get away from me. Actually, if you could like scoot over a little bit,
I need a little leg room.
And I literally need some room here. And, But he'll say that. He's like, well, aren't you glad that it's like, I want to like touch you. I want to be with you. I want to cuddle you. And I'm like, well, first of all, that's just like quite literally like part of the deal. Like, of course it's going to be me. Who else is it going to be?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
We actually had this conversation last night and we were not talking about this, but we were talking about something else. And what we're saying, what we're talking about is that like when you get to a certain time period that you've been together. So for us, like we're coming up on like, we've almost been together 10 years and you know, you've been married 10 years. So like once you enter like a certain, like when you've really put some time in, which I know like there's people, mom and dad have been married 37 years. Like they've been together their whole lives.
Yeah.
But like as a 29 year old, being with someone 10 years is a large portion, you know?
Yeah.
And all that to say is like when you get to a certain time period that you've been with a person and you've built this life together, how dumb you would be to do anything that would like harm that relationship.
Oh, sure.
Like how crazy insane that is.
Yeah.
That you've like built this whole, like your lives, even after 10 years, after 5 years, but like after 10 years, like your lives are fully intertwined. You got babies, you got bank accounts, you got businesses, you got all these things that are so intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
How wild and insane and like unhinged is it to do like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to text this other person or I'm going to,
by the way, who has the time?
No, who has the time? But like, they just how insane that is.
Yeah. No, I know.
That is just like this. I will never get it. I'll never understand it.
I don't understand.
Like, and we may play this back.
I'm really like, if it's not you, it's nobody.
No. No,
Jake's and that like, is 1,000%.
No.
Honestly, though, that really has been like my mindset from actually the day that I met this man.
100%.
And that is really genuinely how I feel. Like it, at the end of the day, like if it's not you, it's nobody.
And you know what? Somebody said something today and it's going to be very specific. And so if they do watch the podcast, they're going to know I'm talking about them. Shout out. Shout out to you if you watch the pod. I don't know if they do or not. Mm-hmm. But basically, someone said to someone that Jake knows.
Okay.
It was, okay, these two people have been together, and I don't know if they broke up or not. These two people I'm talking about. So okay. One of these people is Jake's friend.
Uh-huh.
So the girlfriend or the ex-girlfriend or whatever they are, I don't know, because I don't know their lives.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're together or not together, but she had sent her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend a text today. This just happened today.
Okay.
This is hot off the press.
Okay.
And was like, does Jake have a tattoo of his wife's face on his arm? And his friend was like, yeah, why? And he was, and she, well, her reply to that was like, I just wish somebody would love me that much. And so Jake is now saying this to me. He's like, crazy thing that like happened today. And I was like, so interesting, so funny, because there is in fact, Jake do be loving me. And that's a fact.
Yes.
But this is what I said. I don't know how we got here and I don't know how we're going to get out.
Okay.
Well, Lord. But we're, this is a relationship podcast now. Is what I said was, and what I would say to young people in 2024
mm-hmm.
is from day one, you know how you get somebody to love you like that? From day one, you show up as a wife. And the Lord agreed. From day one, you show up in that relationship as a wife. Like, no, I wasn't his wife from day one, but like, sure. Give wife energy.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And what I said to him, and this might be controversial if this person does watch this, I was like, maybe like she needs to show up as a wife and not as a baby mama or as a girlfriend or as a side piece or what, insert whatever for anybody who that fits, but like literally show up in your relationship as a wife and you're going to be met with like husband energy or you're going to be met with playboy energy and it's going to work or it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Cause if you're showing up as a wife, either they're going to show back up as a husband or they're going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get somebody to love you that much.
Yeah. So I guess I would say to counter that,
that some might argue, one might argue.
No, I wouldn't say that whenever I'm like met Caleb, like I thought I wasn't like in the market for a husband.
Okay.
I was 19 years old. I wasn't like,
I mean, same.
And so, and also I was in like a really wild, like stage of my life that, you know,
yeah,
we can't go back. We can't undo
it.
It happens. I was there.
It's okay.
It's okay. But yeah, I was in like a really weird time of my life and I just kind of like met this man and he, first of all, was not interested, but like he had that energy. Like he had like husband energy.
Yes.
And I had, honest to God, like because of the people that I had been around and like my surroundings, I had not seen that in my life.
Yeah.
So that was my first attraction, was that like there was something different about mm-hmm. him, but I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it would be that like he was showing up, or he just was like husband material.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I definitely would not say, and like he knows this, that I was not wife material when he met me.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Well,
I can settle into that now.
I think
14 years later.
To that point, Jake wasn't husband material when I met him.
Yeah.
But like, to your point, like Caleb was showing up that way. I was showing up that way. And I was like, this is what I want. This is what I need.
Are Jake and I the same
person? A little bit.
Maybe.
No, this is what I want. This is what I need. This is what I like want in a partner, or like, this is what I expect. And if you can't do that, then like, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it took him a minute, but like, he was like, he rose to that and continues to like every day.
Yes.
And
I would definitely say, yeah, that like, he was the person for me that he definitely never like called out like my flaws or like my wrongdoing or anything like that. But just like knowing him and being in the same room with him made me not want to be like that anymore.
Right. Made you want to be better.
Yes. And it's still like that.
Yeah.
To this day. And I mean, I hope now, like who I am now that we do that for each other, because I was just saying this to someone yesterday that like it is so important, and I didn't know this until later, that like you are with someone that kind of like motivates you, like you're both pushing each other.
Yeah.
You know, like you're both kind of like always wanting to be better and more than like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So one more thing I want to talk about. Really the only thing that I had actually put on the notes for this week.
Yeah, I remember whenever I saw your notes, we were there on the trip.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I'm so sorry. Like, this is going to have to be all about me.
Well, that's why we only put one thing on the notes, because I knew that you were going to have a lot to say. So I was like, no need to add anything else. This is good. So
the guy, the speech, I never listened to it.
Okay. So basically this football player from the Chiefs. The guy from the Chiefs. Not Travis Kelce.
Not the guy from the Chiefs.
I think his name was Harrison.
A guy from the Chiefs.
Harrison.
I think that is his name.
Okay. We never know people's names on this podcast. No,
like we know.
We're just making them up. Like
we know what you did, but we don't know your name.
And that's honestly a theme of my whole life.
Yeah.
Like I don't know anybody's name.
You know that girl. Literally, you said that the other day.
I know.
You know that girl.
No, literally.
I'm like.
And
you know what? And I did.
And you did. And you literally did. It's like, I know. It's like, I know I should know these people's names, and I just don't. Like,
mm-hmm.
If you're watching this, I don't know your name. If you know me, I don't know your name. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't. Anyway, it's a flaw, and I need to work on that.
You need to really look inward on that.
But, like, is it a memory thing? Is it a self-involved thing?
Like, are you thinking too much about you to, like, remember their name?
I think I'm just not taking note of, like, other people's, of other, if I don't names. Know you, no. No, I do. I, here's the thing. I have to really, really know you to know your name. Like, I have to really know you. Mm-hmm. If we're Facebook friends, mm-hmm. I don't know your name. I don't.
Yeah.
If you don't know me in real life, like we've had a conversation, maybe if we even have had a conversation, but I'm talking multiple conversations. You have my phone number. I have your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Then I know your name. Other than that, I don't know your name.
Mm-hmm.
Never met you.
I have
never people, heard of her.
I have people that like are not saved in my phone right now that I do know their name. Like they'll text me and I don't have their number saved because I'm the worst. But they'll start talking about it. I'm like, I know who this is. Crazy.
Wow.
We're different in that way. Anyways, the guy gave us
the speech. Guy, I think his name's Harrison. We don't know.
What college was it?
It
at?
Doesn't matter. I don't know that either. It was.
Why are we covering this?
Okay, because I have thoughts about it. That's why. I'm going to Google it. You know what? Listen, just stand by.
I didn't listen to the speech.
Hang on. The last thing I was Googling was interest rates.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
That's on adulting.
Harrison Butker.
Yikes. What a name.
Wow. Okay. Harrison Butker.
Okay.
Hang on. I don't know what college this was at.
He played for
Benedictine. Wow. I'm not saying that right. Benedictine College? Benedict. Benedict.
So we didn't go to
I-N-E.
College.
Hey, I went like a semester and a half.
Me too.
Benedictine College. It doesn't matter. He gave a speech.
Commencement.
A commencement speech at a graduation.
Whatever that means. We didn't graduate college.
I didn't graduate, but I think that means when you graduate, you get it. Somebody gives a speech.
Yeah.
It's commencing. What does commence mean? Google it. This is the part of the podcast where I'm like, everybody thinks we're so stupid.
They didn't know either. If they're listening.
Okay. That's so... Okay. See, this is why it doesn't make sense. Because I was thinking commence. That's... Okay. So commencement means a beginning or start. Why is it called a commencement speech? This is the end.
Yeah.
This
it's is over.
This is the graduation.
Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Congrats, grads. That makes no sense. I don't know who came up with that, but they are fired. So basically, he gave a speech, and you've all heard it, or at least seen a clip about it.
I didn't.
Long story short, he's getting a lot of backlash.
That's all I've heard is the backlash.
I'm trying to find the...
I've heard it paraphrased by, like, other people, but I haven't heard the actual speech.
I really want to see if I can find... quote. Okay, here we go. I'm trying to find a... like a... basically, people are really mad about it. Okay, so this is from a news report. I'm just going to quickly read this. This will cover the basics.
Okay.
It says, during the 20-minute speech, Butker, terrible name.
So sorry.
Who is Catholic.
Uh-huh.
Said he intended to say the difficult stuff out loud, quote, in his own words, he has gained quite the reputation for speaking my mind, quote. In one particularly scrutinized segment, Butker addressed the women, graduates, directly in an attempt to counter the most diabolical lies they have been told. More than professional achievements, he said, they should be excited to take on the vocation of homemaker, using his own wife, Isabel Butker, as an example. He shared that his wife's life really, this is quotes, really started when she began living her vocation as a wife and mother, and later said Isabel's dream of having a career might not have come true, but if you asked her today if she has any regrets on her decision, she would laugh out loud and say without hesitation, heck no, heck no. He urged the men in the graduating class to be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. So people are pissed. People are pissed.
Say that again about the men.
He urged the men in the graduating class to be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
People are pissed.
People are mad.
People are mad. What do you think about this? When you hear that, what do you think?
Okay, so what I had initially heard was, the only information I had heard was from someone who was team, like, I cannot believe it. He would say that to women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you even, like, call out women? Like, they literally have just went through college mm-hmm. to get these degrees. And for you to say, by the way, this is not even going to be your greatest accomplishment. Like, you becoming a wife or a mother is going to be, like, your greatest thing.
Okay.
I feel like, even if that is true.
Yeah.
Is that the place to say it? I don't think, because they literally just went through 4 years of college.
And I agree with that. I agree. There's a time and a place.
They literally just worked their booties off.
Yeah.
They entered into college during COVID.
Yeah.
They've kind of like had to fight their way through yeah. like this weird time. And
spent
life.
A lot of money.
Spent a ton of money.
Also, I forgot to say this. I don't even know what the context was, but I know at some part in his speech, he brought up Taylor Swift. Have you heard this?
No.
He brought up Taylor Swift.
Okay, in what context? I mean, it does always come back to Taylor, and I understand, but like, but how?
I mean, okay.
Like, he could have left it out.
But, and people were pissed off about this, and I can agree, because he quoted Taylor Swift, but he didn't say, this is a quote by Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
What he said was, one of my teammates' girlfriends.
Stop.
honestly, that irritates me because, like, she is not your teammate's girlfriend. She is Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And
she is the Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And okay, how would we phrase this? Your teammate is her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like,
so basically what we should say is you are Harrison Butker, Taylor Swift's boyfriend's teammate.
Yeah.
And that's who you are. You know?
Yes, exactly.
Not your teammate's girlfriend.
Right.
Let's
not make this about you. Oh, crazy.
Crazy. That was a red flag. And I will agree
that he does have some red flags.
There were some red flags. And so I will say that was, like, as a Taylor Swift stan, I didn't support that. But the quote that he quoted was, familiarity breeds contempt. In the words of my teammate's girlfriend, what in his right mind?
Who helped him write the speech? Please.
He wrote it himself, for sure.
I know his wife did not, like,
she would not have approved that.
She did not approve this.
Mm-mm. Okay. I agree that there is a time and a place. And maybe the time and the place is not after these ladies have just quite literally worked their booties off, spent a bunch of money, I'm sure.
Yes.
You know?
And, I mean,
at this point in their lives, that would be their greatest accomplishment.
And by the way, and I'm not saying that they do, because how hard can it be? Boys do it. But, like, I would say that, you know, in the world that we grow up in, it is so much harder for, not even just our world, but I think
the world.
For years and years and years and years and years, it's harder for women to achieve the same things that men.
Yeah, we just got to vote.
That men are achieving. So it's like last week. Yes, by the way, they did work really hard to get to this place and to have this career. They are not thinking about.
Yeah.
And actually, there could be some people out there that are moms that did graduate. And
moms, wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of those things.
But I feel like it is, although I will agree, yes, time and a place, time and a place. Okay, I just think as a Christian girly, it was not that outrageous of a thing to say.
Okay, I'm going to say it from the perspective of I do not take back, like, I have had to navigate careers for my kids. And I don't take back, like, making those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said.
Yeah.
I would say, yes, I would do this again. I would do it 100 times over.
Mm-hmm.
I would, if I have more kids, I will do the same thing for every child.
Yeah.
But, and I also, because we have to remember, like, we didn't go through 4 years or however many years of school.
Yeah.
To get, like, that thing, to be able to do that thing, whatever it is that
you're
going to do. But, like, I would imagine that it would be hard to just, like, Christian or not, to forfeit everything that you worked for, like, yourself.
Yeah.
Prior to, because, like, there is something to be said that, like, you are somebody.
Yes.
Before you get married, you were somebody. And then once you got married, then you're somebody else, I guess.
Yeah.
And then before you have kids, you were somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. Like,
before she was mama.
Exactly.
In a string bikini in Tijuana.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I do feel that way. Like,
mm-hmm.
That there was this person that I did leave behind. And, like, I miss her sometimes. But if you think about it in a career aspect and not just, like, a personal, like, things that you miss about yourself.
Yeah.
Like, prior to being a wife or
mm-hmm.
having children. I don't know. I do, like, I can see why people would be upset. Is what I'm trying to say. I can
see why people would have been offended.
I'm not going to make it about being a Christian or not, because I think that either way, like, I think that if you are offended, it doesn't make you less of a Christian.
No, I don't think it makes you less of a Christian, but I think as a Christian, you should, in a way, see that in a see a little bit more where he was coming from. You know?
Yeah. I guess in the sense of, like, what this is going to be the greatest thing you'll ever do. Like, being a wife and a mom.
Yeah. Or maybe more.
I agree with that. Like, yeah. Be the greatest thing that you will ever do, yes, is be a wife and a mom.
Yeah.
And I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that, like, in the workplace, you're always replaceable.
Right.
No matter what you do. Even yes. if you think that you're not, you are.
Yeah.
They'll have somebody there tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I do agree with that yes.
But yes, time and a place. Time and a place.
Time and a place, that wasn't it.
And it wasn't the time to say my teammate's girlfriend.
It will never be the time to say that.
It will never be the time to say that.
That was so unhinged of him.
I think he was feeling unhinged.
That's what I've heard.
So he's getting a lot of backlash.
I haven't.
But also, I think it's so, I will always go back to, like, maybe he did, like, let's say although I don't think what he was saying was totally crazy. Like, I can see his point.
Mm-hmm.
I think, let's say I thought it was, like, insane. I think that he doesn't deserve, like, the NFL to be making statements about it, that, or even the Chiefs, like, because now that everybody's having to make statements, let's all make a statement. His other teammates are having to make statements. Other players are making statements, like, we don't agree with this, or we blah blah blah, or, you know, like, because he's getting so much backlash. Like, honestly, y'all need to calm down. Mm-hmm. It's not that serious.
Everybody's really sensitive.
Like, you got your feelings hurt? Oh my gosh. Like,
yeah.
Calm down. And that's coming from a woman, female race car driver, who has kids and a husband and owns a business. Calm down. Yeah. It's not that serious. Why are your feelings getting hurt so easily?
Yeah.
Like, you still did the thing. What this little baby man, the smallest man who ever lived, they're calling him, what he says about...
Are they really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what... Yeah. What they're...
You're like, by the way, I know him, and that's not him.
I know the smallest man who ever lived. It's not him. It's not even him. I can introduce you. It's not him. But what this person says about you doesn't change the thing that you just did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe that's just because I'm so therapized, but, like...
Do you think any of these people are in therapy?
If they're not, then they should be, and they probably will be now, because this man just hurt their feelings so badly. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, just go and be great. What if you just went and and was great?
Just go do what you're going to do.
It didn't change the fact that you graduated. It didn't change the fact that you got your degree. It didn't change, like, that you're going to have an amazing job, or you're not, or you're going to be a wife and a mom, or you're not, or mm-hmm. you're going to never have kids, or you're going to have 5,000 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Get over, like, he said a thing. Oh.
Yeah.
People are too sensitive.
Yeah.
Including me. But, like, seriously, it wasn't that serious. And I think that, like, this world just loves to take things and make it so much more serious. We don't need a statement from the NFL.
There has to be. Like, I mean, here's the thing. I feel like there just always is, like, a circulating story of what is happening that week and, like, what is happening on the internet that week. And there's always something. It's like what we were talking about a couple weeks ago with the pastor. And
yes.
I know that. And it's like, that just kind of went away, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, that happened. Everybody was talking about it. No one could shut up about it. Everybody was sharing about it. And then it just stopped.
Well, because I think that when they realized that they were wrong about what they thought.
Sure. But
and that's, like, another problem with the internet.
That's the thing, is that it'll be the same thing.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
It's a cycle.
Yeah.
Never ending.
Like, leave this man alone. Like, maybe he did, whether he said a dumb thing or he didn't say a dumb thing. Like,
good news for Harrison. Somebody's going to say something dumb this week and they're going to forget about it. And
it'll be all over again. And then you'll just be Taylor Swift's boyfriend's teammate again. And congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, good for him for being on the Chiefs.
Yeah, I read something today, and I don't know if this has any, like, legitimate value. I read that Travis Kelce is saying that if they don't fire him off the Chiefs, that he's going to quit.
That can't be true.
It may be or maybe not, but I did read that.
But if he did say that...
And if I read it on the internet, it's true.
If he did say that, it was more so for the comment about my teammate's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
put some respect on her name. She is the queen of America. She's the queen of the world.
Yeah, and less about...
Put some respect on her name.
Because...
Taylor Allison Swift.
Okay, let's think about this. Yes. Let's think about Taylor for a second.
As we should.
Okay.
And then Taylor literally is just like...
Did Taylor say anything?
Oh, I haven't heard. But she did write that whole song where it's like... you know, they say... What if everything's not about me, but what if it is?
It is.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, Taylor, it is. But yeah, okay, so let's think about Taylor.
Okay.
In this.
Because it is.
In this thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that when Taylor gets married and has kids, that she will say that that's the greatest thing that she's ever done?
Yes.
Why?
Why do I think that?
Yeah.
Because I think at the end of the day, it is human nature to just want love and want to be loved. And that, like, all, like, written throughout her music and a theme of her life is just wanting to be loved and wanting to give love. And I think that, A, meeting someone and falling in love and having a husband and then, like, producing a child out of that love... is no greater accomplishment, period. Whether you did the Eras Tour or whether you've won 1,000 Grammys or you're the president of the United States or like whatever. Or whether your greatest accomplishment is graduating college.
Are you saying that we have accomplished more than Taylor Swift?
No, for sure not.
No, I'm kidding.
No, no, for sure not. But I'm saying that... I think any mother would say that that's their greatest accomplishment.
No, for sure.
And if you don't, go to therapy.
Yes.
What are you doing? Go to therapy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Something's definitely wrong if you're not saying that.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that for her.
And that's the Harrison Butker story. Butker? We don't know his name. And it's not important. He's the smallest man that ever lived. Not really. Second.
Bless him.
He's going to be fine. He's got Isabel.
Where's his wife?
Isabel.
I want to hear from her.
I want to hear from her. I want to hear that interview. What a travesty.
Another one bites the dust.
A travesty. Yeah. So that was the tea.
Well, next week he'll be better. Probably.
Unless he gets fired. And honestly, that's some dumb stuff that would happen in the world. If people got mad about one thing he said and it pissed a bunch of little girls off.
If he gets fired, he should not get fired.
He should not get fired over that. He was not like, but like the world is crazy.
We're taking canceling way, 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 way too far. Why is everybody just
canceled?
Everyone's canceled.
Well, I think he made a lot of points in there that were like leaning towards his faith, like about the masculinity thing. And like, there was just in various like intertwined. And I think one thing about somebody speaking on like their values that connect to their faith is that people really hate Jesus. So if you're going to say anything that like points to that, they're going to hate you for it.
And definitely, obviously, like going against the grain of what
the norm is.
Our government is pushing for.
Yeah.
What our world is pushing for.
Like, yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Hot take.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. That's the tea.
That's the tea.
It's 8:34.
Yeah.
To bed, I said.
Okay.
Okay. I think we covered it all.
I think that was plenty.
Yeah. I think that was enough
for today.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that we were going to go so far into relationships.
Yeah.
I thought we would, you know, it would be like a one and done, but no.
We just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
This is couples therapy.
Is it?
Did we say that last week?
No.
No, we did. At the very beginning. And it wasn't last week. So it is now.
Okay. I don't remember.
We said something about it last week. Oh, because we were bringing up that we were going to go on a trip.
Mm-hmm. Never met her. Don't know her name.
I don't know. So last week.
Yeah. Like, there's been a lot of things that have happened since then that I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
One thing about me, I'm not storing information in my brain.
She doesn't know your name.
No. I don't know your name.
And she doesn't know what she said last week.
No. But I did watch it multiple times because it was funny, stunning, gorgeous. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Late night ep. Special edition. We'll probably be having to do these a lot more going into the summer.
I know.
We'll pray about it. Yeah. Mom and Dad were asking, and we are, but they were like, are you going to do an episode at the beach? And we are.
What? Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do an episode live from Ocean Lakes. How can we not?
That's going to be crazy. Yeah. Okay. Half of these people are probably going to be at Ocean Lakes, so.
Honestly, you know what we really need to do? We need to see if we can really do
a live episode.
Yeah, at Ocean Lakes.
Wow.
Do we start making some phone calls?
Probably.
Oh, speaking of that.
It's a faith-based campground.
I could just send them. What if I can't get the box open. I brought these over here so that I could show you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because I need to give you some. They're still in the box.
Yeah.
Let me just give you a stack.
This is so exciting.
Wow. Let me just send them a card.
That is so fancy.
Yeah, scan it. Go ahead. Do a scan on your phone.
Okay.
What if you just scanned?
What if I just scanned it?
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Which, I'm so sorry. I feel like we should apologize to the board for our social media lately.
Well, we have
some growing pains.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a story for another day.
Yeah, but yeah, so we're really trying. We haven't just like...
Wow, so exciting.
We haven't quit doing clips.
It's yeah, we're kind of in a weird in-between.
We're learning.
We're growing. We're going to have to figure that out again because...
What we're doing is not working. So
yeah.
It's okay. And we're going to figure it out.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out.
And we're going to get clips back up again.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we're on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple. What more could you ask for?
I mean, clips.
Instagram and TikTok is just like a bonus.
Yeah.
But we'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
And we'll get you some cards.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. Like, what if you just told a friend?
I'm going to...
How fun.
I'm going to call up Ocean Lakes.
Call them up.
We could, like, do it in their little thing where you do the tie-dye shirts.
Yeah.
So fun.
Send us a DM. Are you going to be at Ocean Lakes this summer?
Question mark.
Because you are. And we know you are. We don't know your name, but we know you are.
Mm-hmm.
Jess might know your name. I don't.
I probably do know your name. And you're welcome.
I'm going to work on that.
You should.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work on some things too.
What are you going to work on?
Being nicer.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
And not being triggered.
Well, she should go to therapy for that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And they'll work on you with that.
Yeah.
Work on that with you.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Okay. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.